Roadkill is the title of the new political thriller which airs on BBC One this weekend. The drama centres around a Conservative politician and cabinet minister, Peter Lawrence, played by Hugh Laurie, who has more skeletons in his closet than the storeroom at the College of Surgeons. Mary McGill has seen episode one and is here to cast a little light on the vast intrigue that will unfold over the four episodes in total. Sorry about my skeletons in the cupboard there, Mary. We are unmistakably here in Conservative Britain, which is a Britain that has been lived in by the people of Britain for the last decade. A female Prime Minister is mm-hmm. what we have here, however. What's the basic setup?
The basic setup is we have indeed this female Prime Minister, Prime Minister Dawn Ellison, played by a wonderfully icy Helen McCrory. And she is heading up a very conservative, as you've said, British government. And she has a transport secretary by the name of Mr. Peter Lawrence, who is our hero, so to speak, in this story, played by Hugh Laurie. Now, he is a bit of a nuisance for her at the moment, because when we meet him, he is outside a courtroom in London where the libel case that he had taken against a newspaper is after collapsing, and he's thrilled about this. The Prime Minister is not so thrilled, Sean, because this, of course, has brought unnecessary scrutiny on her government, which she does not want. But nevertheless, Peter being Peter, a man who, you know, started out in Croydon, a real Jack the Lad, and has managed to rise through the ranks to almost, but not quite, the top of the Conservative Party, at least not yet. He's pretty brazen. He's happy to do what he wants and is pretty confident that he will get to where he wants to go eventually. But the Prime Minister perhaps does not share his enthusiasm.
Well, let's listen to a scene between the said Prime Minister, Dawn Ellison, played by Helen McCrory, it has to be said, brilliantly, in the basis of the episode that I saw, although she doesn't have that much in the first episode. I'm guessing she'll have more later on. And in this scene, she is confronting the said minister, Peter Lawrence, played by Hugh Laurie.
A newspaper accused you of profiting from your time in government and lying about it. You've been found innocent. But my question is there anything else?
Is there anything else what?
Well, are there other scandals, potential scandals we need to know about, Peter?
I did SVQ.
Oh, I know, but standard vetting isn't always enough in this age of the internet. Kick a dog in the street and you can be sure some passerby has got a camera.
I don't kick dogs.
Then what do they say? It's not the lie, it's the cover-up.
Keep using that word lie.
I am asking you to shake all the skeletons out of your closet right now, and that way I can make an informed decision.
About what?
About your future.
And there we go. Dawn Ellison playing the character, Dawn Ellison rather, played by Helen McCrory, and Peter Lawrence played by Hugh Laurie in the opening episode there of Roadkill, the new BBC One drama that Mary McGill has been watching for us. Is there anything else you want to tell me, Peter?
I wrote that down, Sean. I underlined it as I was listening to it. Yeah, would you believe that there is quite a bit else that he should really be coming clean with? But he's no intention of coming clean. And this is what's fascinating. And it's fascinating to watch, actually, Hugh Laurie, who I think a lot of people consider to be quite a lovable actor in many respects, of course, Blackadder, even House, you know, a grumpy character, but a very kind of curmudgeonly character at the same time. Very different kettle of fish is Peter Lawrence. He's almost, there's a strange absence about him when it comes to, we'll say, natural reactions to things such as shame and shock. He doesn't seem to have those kinds of capabilities, shall we say.
Just one thing before we move off Dawn Ellison, the fact that she is a female Prime Minister and a Conservative MP at that. Are there shades of Margaret Thatcher in her? Did you pick that up? Or is it kind of inevitable that we think of Margaret Thatcher when we hear of a female Tory Prime Minister? Although we could have thought of a more recent one as well.
Yes, indeed. I think the way she is costumed is very interesting, Sean. She wears a lot of ice blue, which I think is meant to convey the kind of level of iciness or, you know, level of control that she brings to her role as Prime Minister. I would say, though, that when it comes to Thatcherism, I think Peter Lawrence himself is an even purer expression of it. I mean, if there is no society and we just are individual men and women, and we ultimately only have responsibility for ourselves, as Maggie would have suggested, then he is certainly a living embodiment of that philosophy.
it's not only the Conservative Party that are up for grabs here in some ways in the Peter Lawrence character, because Hugh Laurie is heavily involved in a radio station. Is it All Talk? Yes, All Talk is the name of the radio station, with the wonderfully named Mickey the Mouth Murray.
Yes.
as the guy he kind of bounces off. So there's obviously a Nigel Farage touch here as well, is there?
There is a real kind of Jack the Lad, one of the people, never forgot my roots in Croydon element to this. And I have to say, that was one note that didn't really ring true for me. I was like, could in any parallel universe, could a Conservative Prime Minister or potential Prime Minister get away with having a kind of rough and tumble talk show where people just ring in and shoot the breeze with them? I'm not sure, but given the character that Peter Lawrence is, perhaps.
Let's go back to the College of Surgeons so and have another look in yes. one of the other wardrobes. I mean, we meet him quite early on with his, I presume it's his mistress, because we hear mention of a wife, and what an actress we have in Sidsel yes. Babette Knudsen, former Prime Minister of Denmark, obviously in another fictional world.
Yes, that made me laugh because I'm a huge Borgen fan, and I think anyone who's a fan of political dramas will undoubtedly know Borgen. It's seen as, you know, kind of a landmark for that type of drama over the last 10 years. And that piece of casting just made me laugh because I'm like, I think tonally as well, it's, you know, Borgen is described as kind of politics for adults. It's not the kind of cartoonishness that you would associate with, say, with dramas like House of Cards. Mm. It's very much about the intrigue and the kind of chess game that is politics. And I think that there's a similar tone happening here. So yes, casting the former Prime Minister of Denmark in that role was inspired very much.
Yeah, so that's one aspect of his private life that is going to be examined, I presume, in the later episodes. His daughters, that's another set of skeletons that he has in the cupboard.
It sure is, and I'm glad you said daughters, because I mean, how many? That is the question. And we get a sense in the opening episode that one of his daughters has maybe not had the easiest life.
Yeah.
And there is kind of an irony in that he ends up with a brief that he didn't want, which is the justice brief. He thought he was going to get foreign secretary, but unfortunately it doesn't work out that way. But potentially we have a setup where the past that he has been so good at evading is going to literally crash into his world in the most profound and possibly destructive way.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. We know he has, everybody knows he has two daughters, one of whom it seems he's estranged from one of them. The other one has lots of difficulties around drug addiction and other problems as well. But then there's a potential third daughter. And if we listen to this scene, he's visiting a prison here. This is important. Is Peter Lawrence, played by Hugh Laurie. He's been told about the potential existence of a further daughter that, he says he doesn't know about, but he hasn't acknowledged, let's put it that way. And his advisor here is a guy called Duncan, played by Ian de Cascadaker, and he's bringing him to a prison where they meet an inmate called Steph Frost, played by Gibbon Sola Ikumelo.
What makes you think you're my daughter?
I don't claim to be your daughter.
Then what is this?
I was sent by your daughter.
Where is she?
Not ready to meet you yet. She sent me.
She a fellow inmate? Let's be clear. I've got two daughters. They're both legitimate. I know for a fact that the younger one is studying at Leeds at the moment. I expect her to get a first-class degree in mathematics, and I've got a pretty good idea of where the older one is, too.
Yeah, where's that?
It's none of your business.
My friend reckons you were a bit of a Jack the Lad back in the 90s. Notting Hill, was it?
Yes, I lived in the Ladbroke Grove area. She could have read anywhere.
Do you remember the name of every woman you slept with?
No, do you?
Do you remember the colour of every woman you slept with?
I'm not going to have this conversation, least of all with someone I don't even know.
You know that I have something on you, or else why would you even be here?
You're not my daughter.
Did I say that I was, though?
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, not yet.
You mean not yet? Are you in on this?
And there we go. The not yet there came from the voice of the advisor, Duncan Knock, played by Ian de Castiker. And the Steph Frost character played there by Gibemisola Ikemelo, and Hugh Laurie playing the character of Peter Lawrence. That kind of sets up that there's a whole load of secrets that are going to come out of that side of thing. But I also wanted to talk about the advisors here. We're going to learn a lot more about the political advisors, which again was a touch of, there was a touch of that in Borgen, I think, as well, wasn't there? But the political advisors, if you think there's intrigue going on with the politicians, you want to see what the advisors are up to.
Yes, in the closing seconds of the opening episode, Sean, everything that's come before is effectively turned on its head. What a great way to end. But yes, yeah. I mean, the Prime Minister's right-hand woman, effectively, is Julia Bligh, played by Olivia Vinal. And they are three steps ahead of Lawrence, or at least that's what it appears to be. You know, Julia is adept at, we'll say, retrieving information that could be very delicate about him. But yes, so there's all kinds of intrigue going on. But it's very, I mean, what it reminded me of was the last drama that David Hare did for television, indeed his first drama for television. Of course, he's very decorated on screen and on stage. But Collateral in 2018, where you have, you know, this it was a detective series, again, a four-part series starring Kerry Mulligan. But again, you had this stellar cast kind of set in London, sprawling all over the place. But you had all of these points of connection between the various characters. And I think he's gone back to that kind of format here. And I'm not surprised, because Collateral worked so well over those four episodes.
Yeah, and I mean, is it a 58-minute episode? Episode one, there was at least an unexpected plot twist. I would say every 10 minutes,
at least.
And all of that happening in the first episode, when you would think, oh, there has to be loads of setup here. They managed to set it up really quickly and really easily. I don't know how they did that. I suppose that's David Hare, isn't it?
It is. It's the quality of the writing and the quality of the performances and the storytelling. And I found that too. I was really struck by that. So much is going on, but it sits so well and it doesn't feel rushed. And at the same time, you understand what's going on. You're really brought into the story. So yes, very well done.
Yeah, the other thing is the relationship with the press is vitally important here. And we can boast about one of our own in this particular case. The character of Charmian Pepper, she was to be the case for the big witness for the prosecution. Giving nothing away, she changes her evidence, and that's why the Laurie character gets off, and we hear that in the opening scene of the series. However, Sarah Green plays that journalist, and obviously she's in trouble, and the newspaper aren't happy because they have to fork out a load of money because of losing the case. So she's summoned. Charmian is the character played by Sarah Green. She's summoned to a meeting with the newspaper proprietor, Lady Roach, played by Patricia Hodge, and the editor, Joe Lapidus, played here by Pip Torrens. And they are not at all happy with what has happened.
You've met our proprietor?
Never.
Lady Roach is down from Scotland for the day.
So you're Charmian Pepper?
We're just congratulating you on a journalistic first. We break records on this paper, and this is a record broken. Surely the most disastrous lawsuit in our history.
Joe's been wonderful. He couldn't have been more loyal, really stood by his writer.
At some cost.
I know it's bad, reputationally.
Is that a word?
But it's not going to mean hard cash, is it?
Lisa.
Insurance companies are the same as everyone else. They don't like paying.
I'm sure.
Nobody pays these days unless they have to.
Even then, they don't.
But they have to pay, don't they? I mean, insurance companies are in the business of risk. Well, this lawsuit was always a risk.
How naive are you, Charmian? I mean, you just come up the Thames on a banana boat. What is this, the 1950s? Do you think my word is my bond?
I don't think I'm naive.
I can't believe you worked as a financial journalist.
Worked?
Charmian, you changed your story.
I know.
In court, under oath, you changed your story.
I had no choice.
You claimed Peter Lawrence was in Washington, D.C. in January 2015 collecting fees he didn't report.
I know.
But he wasn't, was he? Not according to his diary.
The diary had been altered.
Altered?
It had been tampered with.
Well, then why didn't you say that in court? Why didn't you say that?
There you go, Sarah Green is Charmian Pepper, and Liddy Rush, she is, my, do beg your pardon, Liddy Rush, played by Patricia Hodge. Joe Lapidus, played by Pip Torrance, he was the editor there who was clearly so annoyed. Mary McGill has been looking at the first episode of the new BBC series Roadkill starting this Sunday evening. She acquits herself really well in what is a very high-powered cast, it has to be said, does Sarah Green, doesn't she, Mary?
I think Sarah is more than capable of holding her own in any cast at this stage. She is a pleasure to watch whatever she's in. And I think where Peter Lawrence represents a complete absence of any kind of moral centre, she is the story's moral centre. She is trying to do the right thing in a world where doing the right thing is not necessarily the easiest thing. It's certainly not the most popular thing, as we've just heard. But she really centres the story in that regard. She is the person who is trying to tell the truth.
And there's a bit of intrigue around her and the legal teams as well. But again, we leave that to the viewer to discover when they watch it on Sunday evening. But one thing that I did wonder about the whole setup here, Mary. I mean, it's full of intrigue. It's full of, you know, people who are being so strategic in the moves they make and what they do and what and when they do it and what they say and to whom they say it. Have we come across any bumbling idiots in this series? You know, are there any stupid politicians? You know, not far be it for me to suggest that such a thing might exist, but are there any that we think, is he or she just, you know, are they just a little bit dim? Do we get any of that sense, or is it all about intrigue? Are we missing something without that?
That is a good question. Is it all Machiavellianism? Do you know what? It is, Sean. It is. But, surely that's as old as time. I mean, we've been watching, or, you know, humans have been enjoying these stories since Shakespeare wrote them, and indeed before. It is the intrigue. It's the backstabbing. It's the people without the moral centre. It is. I mean, there was, you know, that famous study a couple of years ago that showed, you know, worrying levels of people with kind of pathological personality traits tend to go into politics and the higher echelons of business and so on. We do have a fascination with power, and I think that is what Roadkill is playing with.
All right, and I suppose the whole idea of a stupid politician, sometimes the stupidity is Machiavellian in itself. Perhaps.
And I would say, Sean, in this day and age, be careful what you wish for when it comes to stupid politicians.
You'll be watching the next three, I'm guessing.
Yes, very much so. And you know what? A welcome relief from everything that's going on, and all as it may be.
It was all done pre-COVID, so there's no sense of that. But post-Brexit, that's in there as well. However, Mary McGill there speaking to us about Roadkill, a brand new four-part political drama, Hugh Laurie in the central role, and Sarah Green, as I mentioned there too, playing the part of that journalist. The first episode airs at 9 p.m. this Sunday, October the 18th, on BBC One Television.